Today, as it must to all turkeys, your druggist presents The Bob and Ray Show.
All right, Leona. All right, all right, all right.
For goodness sakes, we're
just
had
beam.
Dinner.
Wow. Great Scott.
A happy Thanksgiving Day, one and all.
Boy, this is certainly a pizza with Thanksgiving. We had goose at my house.
Well, that's a traditional Thanksgiving Day meal, I guess.
It's more traditional than a turkey.
More traditional?
Well, certainly.
I don't know whether it is or not. They had turkeys back in the old original Thanksgiving days.
Goose.
They had goose, too, but they had turkeys and...
One of back, they had goose.
And turkeys, too. But we hope everybody had a very good day today, and this is going to be kind of relaxing, three-quarters of an hour. At least we're going to relax.
Of course, it's all brought to you, you remember, by your druggist. We have to get that in.
Your local apothecary. And I saw some real apothecary shops in Europe this summer. I think I told you about it once or twice before.
Oh, you've told us about it 20 times before.
Well, I can tell you about the time my friend Jim burned his arm, if you'd prefer that
story.
No,
I wouldn't like that one either.
Those are about the only two I know.
Well, anyway, the Bob and Ray Show is brought to you by your druggists, and that's that.
And he wishes you a very happy Thanksgiving.
And now, the Old Line Sand and Gravel Company, distributors of mud, invite you to ride with the men of Squad Car 119.
My name's Sam Finch. Me and my partner, Ralph R. Kruger, Jr., were the unsung heroes of the police force. We ride a prowl car at night, risking our lives so that you can live yours in peace. A couple of weeks ago, we were checking the book in the day room when my partner, Ralph R. Kruger, Jr., turned to me and said...
Hey, Sam, look at me.
What's that thing you've got over your head, buddy?
It's the evidence from the masked gunman case. I found it here in Glimmett's drawer. It's just a pillowcase with holes out for the eyes. And then you use these drawstrings here to tighten it around your neck.
That's pretty clever. I guess Glimmett's going to present it at the trial.
I suppose he will, yeah.
I'll get it. Hello?
This is the skipper. The slingshot bandit has struck again. 45-38 El Segundo. You better roll on it.
Right, skipper.
Skipper, huh?
Uh-huh. Slingshot bandit has struck again. We better roll. Let's see. Clean handkerchief, car keys, cigarettes.
Hey, Sam, I can't get this thing off my head. The more I pull it, the tighter it seems to get.
Here, you just pull it this way.
Stop. You're choking me. Now, there's some kind of a slip knot in there. It'll only slip one way.
Well, I guess you'll just have to go like that, then.
Well, I can't go like this, Sam. They'd pick me up before I get out the building. You know what they'd do when they found out who I was.
Yeah, they'd throw the book at you. Nothing worse than a cop that goes bad.
If I put my hat on over the top of it, maybe they'd just think I had a pasty complexion.
You might get away with it from the front, but from the back you can tell it's a pillowcase. Nobody could have a head that looked like that from the back.
Yes, you're right. Well, I just don't know what to do, Sam. This thing almost has my wind cut off here.
Uh-huh. I'll get it. Hello.
This the skipper. Never mind that run to 4538 El Segundo. The case has been solved by the men of Squad Car 86. The slingshot bandit has been identified, booked, and brought to trial. In 1 minute, the results of that trial.
And while we're waiting to hear the outcome of this week's exciting case, a word from the Old Line Sand and Gravel Company. Whether you want just a little sticky goo or a complete quagmire in your yard, there's no substitute for mud. Ask your old line sand and gravel dealer to dump a few truckloads at your place today.
The slingshot bandit was freed on 4 counts of burglary because of lack of evidence. He was convicted, however, on charges of double parking. Double parking is punishable by a term in the state penitentiary of not less than 5 years, no more than life.
So another dangerous criminal is brought to justice by the unsung heroes of the police force, the men who ride the squad cars at night.
Is Mary Magoon here this morning?
Yes, right here.
Mary, would you help me with this little message and read the first 8 words there for
me? First 8 words.
Mm-hmm.
Where has all the spirit of Christmas gone?
Thank you, Mary. I heard a lady
do
say...
Do I get paid extra for that?
No, that's part of your duties, I guess.
It is?
I heard...
Maybe George will give me a little piece of his loot.
Quite a range.
I certainly will. You can have the wishbone. I couldn't get that far.
All right.
I heard a lady say just that the other day, though, because the mad hustle and bustle in stores from now to Christmas just takes all the old-fashioned fun out of Christmas shopping. Now, wouldn't you like to do your Christmas shopping this year in the leisurely, personal way that makes buying gifts a real pleasure? Wouldn't you like to have really friendly service? I know you would. And here's how. Just make your Christmas gift shopping headquarters at your local drugstore. Because this year, he's offering a terrific selection of gifts for just about everybody you can think of. Big, important gifts for grown-ups or for children, and lots of special small gifts, all a treat to find under the Christmas tree. Yes, all these gifts are now being offered by your local druggist. He can give you the friendly, personal attention you enjoy all year. So, drop in anytime. Your druggist is nearby, no parking problems. And just so you'll know for sure that Santa is truly at your local drugstore, you'll soon see a Santa poster announcing a big Christmas surprise for you. Don't miss it. It may be your dream come true.
Sed se pregantura donde fuel amarillo.
Yeah,
Despues see? De live. It doesn't fit.
I must sing it a lot faster.
Sus dientes con Pepsodent. See Pepsodent.
Anybody cognizant of the language could do it faster.
Well, that, I think, is the way they sing about new formula Pepsodent south of the border. But in any language, it all comes down to this. You're always in style with new formula Pepsodent. It whitens your teeth, brightens your breath, and puts the plus in your smile. Of course, it goes without saying,
New formula Pepsodent toothpaste fights tooth decay and does it in a very special way. And you like the way Pepsodent makes your breath behave. And what's more, Pepsodent tastes so good, kids love it too. Best of all, and we repeat, Pepsodent whitens your teeth, brightens your breath, and puts the plus in your smile. Or, put it this way, you'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. And Pepsodent toothbrushes, too.
Senor. And pick up your Pepsodent at your local druggist, drugstore, and when you do, maybe you'll be reminded of a special favor or extra service that your druggist performed for you or a friend or neighbor. If so, why don't you write it down on a letter in 50 words or less and send it along and maybe win a beautiful Benrush wristwatch for yourself in our Druggist of the Week contest. You can win one for the druggist, too. A letter of 50 words or less on one side of the paper telling us a human interest story about your druggist. The address for your letters is Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York 46, New York. The winning letter each week and the druggist written about will receive a Benrush watch. Well, no, the winning letter won't receive the watch, the writer of that letter. The address, Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York 46, New York.
The Bob and Ray Show is being brought to you by the druggists in your community.
We understand that the winner has just received the checkered flag out there in the big 200-mile hot rod derby at Encino, California. Our correspondent, Wally Ballou, is on the scene out there, so come in, please. Wally Ballou.
Radio's dean of Radio Newsbed, Wally Ballou, here in the pit area at the National Hot Rod Derby in Encino, California. The top hot rodders and drag racers from all over the country have been competing today in a 200-mile road race. We're waiting for the winning car to compete one final lap and then pull into the pit area. And here it comes now. You may be able to hear the cheers.
All right, folks, clear the way here. Clear the way.
Local police have cleared the path for the winning car to pull in, and the championship driver is stepping out now, and we're going to try to get up there with our microphone. Over here, please. Over here.
You want to me to talk on the radio?
That's right. First, for myself, Wally Ballou of Radio Fame, and on behalf of all of our mutual listeners, I want to congratulate you on your great victory today.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, I'm sure.
Now, you're Mrs. Jennifer Kilwater from Evanston, Illinois, right?
That's right,
What
yes.
make of car is that you piloted the victory here today?
This is a Baker Electric. A 1916 Baker Electric.
I noticed the body of the car seemed to stand a good deal higher than the other hot rods of the race, but I didn't have any idea it was really an old electric.
Well, the car used to be a lot higher than it is now. I lowered the frame, had it channeled, and chopped almost a foot off here between the top of the door and the roof. See how much lower the artificial flowers on the inside sit than they originally did.
Well, now, how did you ever get the idea for converting an electric car into a hot rod, Miss Kilwater?
Well, it all came about quite by accident, really.
No, Wally.
What?
Wally.
Well, I'm sorry, Wally. I've owned this electric ever since it was new. I just used it mostly for shopping and driving around my hometown.
Well, that would be Evanston, Illinois, of course.
That's right. Well, about 6 months ago, I was waiting at a stoplight when a young punk in a roadster with milled heads and dual carbs pulled up beside me.
Uh-huh.
He leaned out the window and said, "Let's drag, sister."
And he wanted to race you away from the stoplight, huh?
That's right. Well, it all seemed too silly for words, but when the light turned green, I gave her the gun, and I had a three-block lead on him before he'd gotten his roadster out of first gear.
That's when you decided to convert your electric into a hot rod.
Yeah, I really got the fever bad then. I'd charge up those batteries for all they were worth, and I was ready to take on any dragster that came my way. This baby accelerates from 0 to 60 in 4 seconds flat.
Do you have any idea what the average speed was of today's race?
Well, I don't have the exact figure yet, but they tell me it was right around 130.
Well,
like
congratulations
that.
Again, yes. Mrs. Gilwater, and this is Radio Dubs Wally Ballou in Encino, California, returning you to Bob and Ray in New York.
Thank you, Wally. And now, George, if you would, please.
Mm-hmm. No boy or girl likes to have a sick, irritated complexion. A skin that is spoiled by ugly pimples and blemishes. This condition is downright tough on your self-confidence. And it's so unnecessary, because there is an almost magic answer for most teenage complexion troubles. It's Utol, U-T-O-L. Utol is the amazing antibiotic cream that you just smooth on after you've washed your face at night. And you can wear Utol all day, too, because it's flesh-colored, and it helps to hide skin blemishes while it cures. You see, the antibiotic in Utol goes to work fast, killing those skin germs that cause pimples. And besides, Utol heals skin lesions so they dry up and don't spread. Yes, Utol works fast. Just a few days often brings surprising results, perhaps in time for your next big date. So ask your druggist all about Utol, U-T-O-L, Utol antibiotic cream for skin blemishes. It's another fine product made better by McKesson.
Hey, George, did you have your turkey dinner yet or not?
No, I'm going to have mine tonight.
Oh, you're going to have yours tonight?
Yeah.
You going to have goose or turkey?
No, we're going to have turkey.
Okay.
Goose isn't traditional in our house, is it?
Goose is traditional in my house.
Turkey is mine.
Goose.
Night lights, those blues in the night lights are no longer bright lights since I'm without you. Sweet dreams, oh, where did they fly to? You're gone, and whom can I cry to? Those night lights remind me of bright eyes and beautiful white lies, too good to be true. As I go on my way, with all my heart I pray that those night lights will lead me to you. Lights remind me of bright eyes and beautiful white lies, too good to be true. As I go on my way, with all my heart I pray that those night lights will lead me to you.
Say, recent clinical studies on sleep conducted at one of the nation's largest hospitals showed that the superior formula in Sleep Ease tablets is most effective in bringing sound, relaxed sleep. And further tests of the superior Sleep Ease formula revealed no evidence of habit formation. That's why you can buy Sleep Ease with confidence, because
Sleepy's is safe.
And Sleepy's works.
That's right, Bob. Sleepy's is guaranteed non-habit forming. It contains no harmful drugs or barbiturates. In fact, Sleepy's is so safe you can buy it at any drug counter without prescription.
Sleepy's gently relaxes nervous tensions to ease you into restful, natural sleep. Sleepy's actually builds a normal sleep pattern that's maintained even after use has been discontinued. Stop in at your druggist and pick up a package of Sleepy's, the original safe sleeping tablet. Only 79 cents, double size, $1.25. And if Sleepy's doesn't give you the best night's sleep you ever had, you'll get double your money back.
Now, if sleep is your problem, you can sleep easy with Sleepy's. Now, word about Sleepy's from our friend, Gabriel Heater.
Thank you, Bob and Ray. And I want your listeners to know I personally recommend Sleepy's. I'll have more to say about Sleepy's, this original safe tablet for natural sleep, on my news program later this evening over many of these network stations.
And now, the makers of Grime, the magic shortening that spreads like lard, invite you to join us for another episode of The Gathering Dusk. As we look in on the Bessinger household today, Edna is still bedridden. It's late morning, and Mr. Hoffmeister, the superintendent of the village telephone office, is just entering her room.
Oh, telephone office superintendent Hoffmeister. It was good of you to come over so quickly.
Well, I don't usually go out on calls of this nature myself, but after all, your father was the first person in Red Boiling Springs to have a telephone installed, and our company's always felt indebted to the family for that.
Yes, I can remember when we were the only people in town who had a phone. It was kind of silly in a way. There was nobody else we could call up. We just spent most of our time chatting with the operator.
I know folks in the village used to say the only reason your father had the phone installed was that he had a crush on the local operator. That was Mrs. Feddersen at the time.
Well, I don't see how that could be. Mrs. Feddersen was almost 80, and she didn't have any teeth at all. I remember it was awfully hard to understand her over the phone.
Yes, I know it was. But with only one subscriber, we figured it didn't make much difference anyway.
Well, there's only one thing I never could figure out. If we had the first phone in town, how come we were assigned the number 2647-RING-3?
Well, I think your father requested that number. He said it would be easy to remember because it was the same as the number on his auto license.
Well, now that's just silly. Who ever heard of an auto license number 2647-RING-3?
Well, that had us kind of puzzled down at the telephone office, but we just figured that your father was an odd old duck and that we'd better humor him.
Well, he did get a little wacky in his later years. There's no use denying that.
Well, I'm sure you didn't call me over here to discuss your father, Edna. Is there something I can do for you?
Yes, there is, Telephone Office Superintendent Hoffmeister. I was just glancing through the phone directory here, and I noticed that my name has been left out. Now, that's a terribly upsetting thing to me. If my ex-husband ever tried to call me up, he wouldn't be able to find the number.
Well, it isn't often that we omit a name. Let me see that directory there.
Here it is. See, there's no Bessinger at all.
Well, this isn't a telephone directory, and it's a dictionary.
Oh, my lands, I do believe you're right. I thought there were a lot of folks listed in there that I'd never heard of before. You've really taken a load off my mind, Telephone Office Superintendent Hoffmeister. I almost feel as if I'm no longer standing in the gathering dusk.
Ladies, there's nothing more useless than a shortening that evaporates as soon as you expose it to the air. That's why you go for Grime, the magic shortening that spreads like lard. Try some today and be sure to join us next time when Edna goes to the village in the gathering dusk.
Wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
New formula Pepsodent whitens your teeth and brightens your breath and puts the plus in your smile. And Pepsodent is the best tasting way to fight tooth decay. It tastes so good that kids love it too. And it really gets your teeth so clean they look their whitest.
Makes your mouth feel so good.
Who is that?
I don't know. One of our audience, I think.
You use Pepsodent, sir, do you?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, all right. You know, a new formula Pepsodent's a wonderful toothpaste in which to start. Do you have any children, sir?
What's that?
Do you have any kids?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, for those of you who do, you can,
In that case, yes, I do.
Well.
I'll help you out with a commercial.
Fine. Well, Pepsodent's a wonderful way to start your children brushing their teeth, sir. It tastes so good, the kids really love it. And, you know, when you think about it, no matter how often you brush your teeth, you cannot change their basic structure. But you can and will make the most of the teeth you have when you use Pepsodent, because Pepsodent makes your teeth look their whitest. And the whiter your teeth, the brighter your smile. And the whiter your teeth, the nicer your breath, the more confident you'll be of your smile. You know, a bright, gay smile goes a long way toward making friends and influencing people.
Makes you feel so good.
All right, sir. Thank you. The fine new flavor of new formula Pepsodent makes your mouth feel good when you use it. And perhaps even more important, it keeps your breath fresh and sweet and clean for hours. New Pepsodent.
The Bob and Ray Show is being brought to you by the druggists in your community.
Look at the Bob and Ray bulletin board. Shows some interesting things. What is this? It says tour of a battleship. Is that for today?
Well,
another one.
That.
Visit to a country doctor. Oh, this is all for next week. The things that we will projects we'll be working on then.
Hey, whatever happened to our community bulletin board? Hello? We haven't had any announcements to make in a long time.
Nothing to put up on it, I guess.
Not a word from any organization. Not even anything that happened last week.
We have, the bulletin board is here. If you have any local goings-on you want publicized, so we're happy to do it as a public service.
No, I was just going through the mail here, seeing if there are any announcements. A cake sale. Yes, a cake sale. Carlisle, Massachusetts, November 4th.
Well, we passed that.
Mm-hmm. So we hope it was a success. We'll put that right up on the bulletin board, won't we?
Mark the date down for next year. They'll probably have another one.
No, the P.S. says this is the last year. We'll hold it in November.
Oh, I see.
Next year it'll be in October sometime. Doesn't give the exact date.
We'll
so
hold October open for next year.
Right. All right.
I think there's a commercial on the bulletin board.
All right. Well, let's have a go at that.
You know, some people do things the hard way. I'll bet there are a lot of little ladies listening in on Radio Land, practically getting black and blue trying to slenderize.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there's such an easy way to slim your figure. It's called the Kesselman Reducing Plan.
I've heard of it.
That's right. Believe it or not, Kesselman is the easy way to eat with a satisfied feeling and still stay slim.
Well, tell me more. I'd like to keep a trim athletic figure myself. You know, life is lots more fun when a man doesn't have to puff and wheeze when he's doing something he should enjoy. And, of course, man or woman, you feel more healthy when you look trim and healthy. So watch your waistline. It's the modern thing to do.
Kesselman is the modern way, all right, to lose and keep down your weight. Kesselman tablets before meals give you the complete supplement you need when eating less food. Iron for blood, vitamins for pep, and enough bulk to make moderate helpings at meals seem all you want to eat. So, ladies, if you want to stay slim and attractive, or if you want to shed those extra pounds, you can count on Kesselman and its reducing plan. It's healthful and a real cosmetic for your figure.
And to be sure you make the Kesselman plan a habit, keep those calorie-controlled Kesselman number 14 tablets right on your dining room table. Take them an hour before every meal.
Ask your druggist for Kesselman, K-E-S-S-A-M-I-N. It's another fine product made better by McKesson. The Bob and Ray Show continues right after station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
All right.
Are we on the air?
All right.
Howdy, Bob and Ray, huh?
What?
Oh,
hey, Tex.
Yes, I figured you'd be surprised by my annual Thanksgiving Day visit.
Did you have dinner at the rooming house?
Yes, Miss Gibson served us scrambled eggs and bacon.
Scrambled
like
eggs?
She always does on Thanksgiving.
Gee, you know, that sounds like a kind of meager Thanksgiving
it
dinner.
It does, when you come to think of it.
Have buttered toast?
Buttered toast and porridge first.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a regular breakfast.
Sounds like a real country breakfast there.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. But she never goes overboard on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Could I have some of that stuffing you have left there?
It's kind of cold.
That's all right. I like it that way.
Well, help yourself. You didn't even have any mince pie or pumpkin pie?
Black coffee we had after.
The black coffee. Well, you had to have black coffee. You no cream, was there?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like
help yourself, Tex.
Sound like a pretty tough Thanksgiving for old Tex.
He sure loves that stuffing, though.
Well, that's a little more like it.
A little more like Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Feel like riding out of chute number 7 on Spitfire now.
Okay, Tex, so let's listen to George Putnam.
What chute's he riding out of?
Number 2 on the Christmas list.
Well, it seems to me that Thanksgiving gets closer to Christmas every year because these 4 little weeks are the time most people do their Christmas shopping. Gee, that boy really loves
right
that
ahead.
Stuffing, doesn't he?
Right ahead, George. It's all right. He just wants to...
I know you plan each year to do Christmas shopping early when the stores are not crowded, when you don't have to be pushed and pulled to get waited on.
I know, I do.
Well, even if you are late getting started, you can still do your Christmas shopping in a friendly, enjoyable fashion. How? Where? Well, listen. Your neighborhood druggist this year is showing the most gorgeous selection of Christmas gifts for just about everyone on your list. He has important big gifts for grown-ups or children, glamorous small gifts for remembrances. And shopping at your local drugstore couldn't be nicer. Here is really personal attention, the kind you enjoy all year. Here is convenient. Your drugstore is nearby, no parking problems. And you can drop in anytime convenient to you. Take good old-fashioned leisure making your choice of every kind of Christmas gift. Here are quality presents you'll be proud to send and happy to receive. So why not tell your friends, too, about the easy, convenient world of shopping you can do with your local druggist. And by the way, watch for the big Santa poster on his window. It means a big Christmas surprise for you. Perhaps your dream come true.
All right, Tex.
All right, Tex.
Huh?
Please.
Thank you.
how true that a tiring day usually develops tensions that just won't let you sleep at night. The result, a succession of sleepless nights, increasingly wearing days. Well, fortunately for men and women alike, there is Sleep Ease to break this sleepless cycle. Sleep Ease is a new tablet with a superior formula that is so safe you can buy it without prescription. Sleep Ease will ease nervous tension, bring relaxed, natural sleep without habit-forming drugs. So why put up with restless, sleepless nights? This is Gabriel Heater suggesting you buy Sleep Ease now.
Wait a second. No, remember. Wait a minute. You're Bob Elliott. You're not Gabriel Heater.
I must have his copy here, I guess. This is Bob Elliott suggesting, but I think I'm Gabriel Heater, suggesting you buy Sleep Ease now, and remember, you get double your money back if not completely satisfied. Insist on Sleep Ease by name, only 79 cents. Double size, $1.25. And now here's Bob Elliott with a message for you.
No, wait a second. Gabriel Heater with a message.
Oh, I've got it mixed up there. I'm sorry.
Say, if you're one of those unhappy persons troubled by uneasy sleep, why don't you stop and get Sleep Ease on your way home now? On my news program tonight.
Yes, yes. On your program tonight.
Most of these stations. I'll tell you more about the superior formula of this priceless product. This is Gabriel Heater urging you to try Sleep Ease, the original safe tablet for getting a wonderful night's sleep.
Hey, don't forget about the Druggist of the Week contest. You may enter, you know, and win yourself a beautiful Benrus wristwatch and one for the druggist that you name in your letter. To enter, you write a letter in 50 words or less about a human interest incident in which your druggist played the leading role. Your letter may be about some special favor or some extra service that he performed for you or for some friend or neighbor. And then write on one side of the paper only and send your entry to Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York, 46, New York. That's Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York, 46, New York.
The Bob and Ray Show is being brought to you by the druggists in your community.
This, of course, is Thanksgiving, and here in the United States, we humbly offer thanks to God that we are Americans, and that being Americans is very worthwhile. And for this reason, the Mutual Network is devoting a tremendous portion of its broadcast schedule to tell you about an organization known as Hope Incorporated. To tell you about the founder of this organization, Colonel Dean E. Hess of our Air Force, and his book, Battle Hymn.
For those we can save. Another special Mutual Broadcasting System holiday presentation, solely designed to remind us of our great American heritage. And on this particular day, to our tradition of giving thanks and of giving. Well, I know you're fixing to put your teeth into that turkey. Maybe you're doing it right now, or maybe you just finished the bird already. You know, sometimes you call your youngsters little animals. You're kidding, of course. But here's a story about four kids in Korea during the war there. Listen to Colonel Dean E. Hess of our Air Force tell the story.
Our first task at Yeongdong Po was to put the runway in condition. It was quite a job. In a burned-out hangar, I noticed a steel water tank about 6 feet square lying among the twisted girders and blackened ruins. When I heard the voices, I stopped in my tracks. There might be guerrillas hiding there, ready to snipe at night. Quickly, I got back to the men. We picked out a handful, including a Korean or two. All of us returned to the tank, armed. All right, close enough, men. All right, come out of there, all of you.
Want me to pour a burst into it, sir?
No. Jones, see if you can rip that mat away from the opening.
Yes, sir. Careful, Mac. Okay. There we go.
Keep him covered, Sergeant.
I'm watching in there, sir. Maybe you ought to give him a... No, hold it.
Kids. Four little kids.
Living in there, looks like.
You can come out. We won't hurt you.
They won't come out, sir.
They're afraid. They're too afraid. When they came out, I was there. I'll never forget it. Four filthy, emaciated little bodies. Oldest, 10. Youngest, 6. Months they'd spent in that tank. They'd gnawed on the roots of bushes and weeds for food. I can't forget what I saw with my own eyes. I'll never stop hearing what the sergeant said.
Colonel, they don't act like people. They've become just little animals. Just animals.
Colonel Dean Hess wrote the book Battle Hymn so as to raise money for an orphanage to be built outside Seoul, Korea. He makes no money from that book. Our only purpose in telling you this story and other stories is so that we can give the Colonel help in his work. Still on active duty, he uses all his spare moments in raising funds for that orphanage. He needs help, and he needs it fast. These little orphans need a roof for the winter. The world doesn't need any little animals. It needs little people with hearts and souls. Well, maybe we can help the Colonel today, right now. Can you spare a dollar or two or maybe 50 cents or a quarter? Maybe you got an extra 5. Why don't you mail it to Hope Incorporated, Box 85, Washington 4, D.C. That's Hope Incorporated, Box 85, Washington 4, D.C. Thanks for whatever help you can give. You've just heard another in a series of special Thanksgiving Day broadcasts prepared and presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System. Another holiday program solely designed to remind us all of our precious American heritage and its deeper meaning. Charlie Holmes speaking. We invite you to stay tuned to hear other offerings of For Those We Can Save.
Let's support Hope Incorporated. Now then, George, I think...
One final void?
Yeah, please.
Is your throat irritated by a cough, a cold, or over-smoking? Well, here's a name to remember for blessed relief. Neoaquadrin Throat Lozenges. Neoaquadrin combats those everyday irritated throats in two ways. Yes, it contains a miracle drug antibiotic called tyrothricin to fight the germs that often cause many of your minor throat irritations. And Neoaquadrin relieves your discomfort almost at once with a fast-acting local anesthetic. Neoaquadrin can give you faster, more effective relief because it contains up to twice as much pain-relieving anesthetic or antibiotic as other leading preparations. Of course, you should call your doctor if irritation persists or fever is present. But for minor throat irritation, there's nothing, and I mean nothing, like Neoaquadrin throat lozenges. If you don't find them most helpful, your money will be cheerfully refunded. Neoaquadrin. Neoaquadrin throat lozenges for fast, effective relief of the minor throat irritation so common these days. Get Neoaquadrin at your druggist today.
That's about it for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you've had a very pleasant Thanksgiving.
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
The Bob and Ray Show has been brought to you by the druggists in your community. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.